Ayan. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. 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 Welcome to our session once again. And it's good to see you again. Although we're here in the class time again. No? Parang class time na naman. Parang balik lang dun sa, okay, second period na. No? So we'll be proceeding with our next topic. I'll be speaking with another topic now. Continuation of our lessons. Okay? So if you have your awakening, what's that? Notebooks with you. You want to take notes? It's okay. If you want to take out your Bibles as well, better. Okay, to begin with, let's start with a word of prayer. Our gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we are gathered here once again to listen to your word, to be taught, to be reminded of the things that we need to know about your word, Lord God. And may we learn many things. Speak to us, Lord God. Speak to these young people, even as I bring them your message. May you be the one to touch their hearts and minds, Lord God, and teach them the things that they need to know. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, to begin with, are you familiar with this? Who watches this? Ay, wala. Ayaw ninyo yan? Ayaw, hindi ninyo yan gusto. But are you familiar with that? Do you know what that show is about? It's about what? Singers? What else? Talents, ano? Showcasing the talents that you have. Okay, sige. Next. This is what I learned from that show, ano? This show actually is looking for an individual who possesses something that makes him or her stand out. That X factor that makes an individual a cut above the rest. Do you agree with that? Nagde-develop or nagdi-discover sila in the process developing the talents of the individuals. Okay? And they want to see sino yung talagang may talent na hinahanap nila. Actually, parang to begin with, parang hindi nga clear kung anong gusto nila talaga makita, no? Dun sa mga judges, that they will say, you have that factor, you have that X factor, and things like that. So maybe it's like, as an individual, as a performer, you wow us. You know? Surprise mo kami kung anong meron ka. And we are wowed, we'll say, well, you have that X factor. So that's the idea of the show. Developing, discovering, helping individuals know their full potential, even helping them to develop it, okay, along the way. But now I would like to speak about this naman. We have that X factor, and I would like to speak about the J factor, okay? When I say the J factor, I would mean the Jesus factor. Ayan, the Jesus factor. And we'll be studying 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. This is what I want you to understand when I say the J factor. The factor that makes an individual rise above the rest, that experience where an individual is changed to something new and better. Diba, the X factor is something like that. When you join that contest, you discover some things that you don't know about yourself before, right? And even the talents that you have, you tend to maximize the talents. You tend to discover, may ganito pa pala akong talent. I can even raise my talents to this level. So that's the idea of the show. Now, I want you to understand also, when you have the J factor or Jesus in your life, no, you discover things about yourself that you don't know before. You will even discover that, oh, I have this talent pala. I have this gift pala. And I can do these things pala. By God's grace, by Jesus helping me, I can do these things pala that before you don't know. Okay? As a testimony, just to begin with, before I never thought that I'd come this far, no? All I wanted is to attend a church and to just be there. Masaya lang kasi yung may mga kasamang youth eh, no? Especially sa church namin before, back in Bulacan. The president of this seminary, si Pastor Armand Canoy, he used to speak to our church before also, to our home church. We both came from the same denomination and even knowing that my senior pastor, he knows too before. And he actually didn't know that there was one time when he spoke. And it's not like this, eh. We're in pews, eh. Like the ones we have sa baba. Ganun yung setup namin sa church before. And we don't sit at the middle. Kaming mga youth, kadalasan, nandun sa gilid. No, di ba usually ganyan ang mga youth, ano? Kung di nasa gilid, nasa likod. No, ayaw laging pumunta sa harap o sa gitna. And we young people during that time, ganun din kami. We sit at the sides or even at the back. And then there was one time when he spoke to us and he said, "You know what? Kayong mga young people dyan," because during that time, syempre, makukulit pa kami. Pagka nag-i-speak siya, tawa lang din kami ng tawa kapag ka nagpapatawa siya. Parang di kami ganun ka-serious. And then he all of a sudden pointed to us, "You, young people, tawa lang kayo ng tawa dyan. Parang joke-joke lang. You know what? Time will come. Pastors will come from your side, from your end." I didn't even take it seriously na it's true pala. And actually, knowing that, dalawa ba kami or tatlo na naging pastor, hindi namin ina-expect that would happen. I didn't even know that it could happen, that it's possible sa when I attended my high school reunion 2 years ago. Mga classmates ko, "Oh, pastor ka?" Di ba? Parang kayo, when you go back, when you have your high school reunions, and then all of a sudden, "Oh, talaga? Youth leader ka pala?" Again, parang hindi matanggap, ano? Parang hindi nila maisip. Even my teacher before, when I was asking for a character reference, I'm going to the seminary to study, kailangan may mga character reference. When I asked her, "Ma'am, can I have yung letter, maybe a recommendation or just a reference letter?" Sabi niya, "Oh, you'll enter a seminary." "Yes, ma'am." "Talaga?" Biglang parang sabi ko, "Well, would I take that as a compliment or may insult ba ako doon?" Pero it's good to know, ano, na kahit pala you think na parang hindi ka capable, you're not worthy, you're not deserving, but because God will work in your life in mysterious and mighty ways, you can reach to that level or to that point na hindi mo ina-expect before. And God can do great things actually for us or with us or through us if we allow Him. And that's what I would like to challenge you with this topic that we have for this morning, the J factor. So 2 Corinthians 5:17. Can we read this all together once again? Ready? Go. Okay, parang yung grade 6 class ko, eh, no? Let's begin with 2 Corinthians. Ready? Go. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Yan, very good. Parang high 4 students ko na. Dalawa kasi yung tinuturoan ko, eh, grade 6 and high 4. Okay, if we are in Christ now, the old creation is gone, and the new creation has come. So meaning, for those of you who have accepted Jesus Christ in your lives, whether yesterday through our message, or way, way back pa before, or through other camps or retreats, or even at school, or even at church, if you have accepted Jesus Christ in your life, you are a new creation. And the verse here says, the old has gone, the new has come. So your old personality actually diminishes. I'm not saying nawala na yung tendencies mo before, because nandun pa rin yun. But you know what? Little by little, if you will allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life, little by little, mapapalitan na siya ng mga bagong tendencies. No? New, for example, new desires, new passions. Kung before, it's all about yourself, all of a sudden, it becomes God's work na. What God wants me to do. What God wants me to accomplish. How God wants me to act, or what kind of character does God want me to show, it changes already. And this is what the verse says, okay? So let's continue on. I want to give you some examples. These examples are the ones that I discovered from the Bible. Ano? Just look at this one. Calvary. Are you familiar with that? Do you know what Calvary is? Do you hear that most of the time, right? Okay, here are some of the things that we can say about Calvary. One, Latin, that's how it is, no? I don't know how to pronounce it. Hindi ko na inabot yung Latin-Latin na yun. Hebrew and Greek na yung pinag-aralan ko sa seminary, so I don't know. Pero in Aramaic, it is Golgotha. So naririnig nyo na siguro yung Golgotha. Okay, very good. And Golgotha actually means the place of a skull. Before, when I learned about that, sabi ko, is it because, no? Kaya maybe kaya siya tinawag na place of a skull? Is it because people are crucified there and skulls are scattered all over? Yun kaya yun? Pero actually, I found out, reading more, the place that is called the skull, the reason why it is called a skull is because the place itself is shaped like a skull. So, hindi pala siya yung because punong-puno siya ng skulls doon, ano? But because the place itself looked like a skull. Pag tinignan mo siya dun sa overview, makikita mo parang skull-shaped. Okay? That's how the commentators would place it. Yan. So, some of the things that I want you to think about Calvary. Sige. Calvary is a death place. Okay? Death place. A place where criminals are executed. You know where Jesus Christ was hanged? It is in Calvary, okay? A place that is marked with blood and the stigma of death.
You don't know if you will have your families there with you. You don't know whether you can still remember yourself or you can still recognize your friends. Am I right? So parang uncertain. Hindi ko alam kung ano mangyayari. And this is how I explained it to my son. I was trying to collect myself at that time. Iniisip ko paano ko papaliwanag sa 6-year-old boy ko yung ganong idea.
It's so hard to explain death, especially to a kid like that. Na alam mo, takot na takot. And you know, in our, I don't know about you, did you come to that point na parang natatakot din kayo mamatay? Did you come to that point? That's how the effect of death is to us. But you know what? Why am I dead? Thank you. In Old Testament times, and even the New Testament times, death is being viewed as Satan's power. It's like, now you have sinned, and because you have sinned, death is the wage. Diba? Yun ang kabayaran ng kasalanan, yung kamatayan. So it is being looked at as Satan's power. But you know, these three things were considered not good before and even being feared and avoided. You don't want to be associated with somebody on that cross. You don't want to be remembered by people as somebody there in the vicinity of Calvary during the hanging time. You don't want to remember about death. But when Jesus became part of them, they were transformed into something good, something respected, and even looked forward to. Here's the thing. When Jesus Christ was became part of that, when Jesus Christ was hanged on the cross, that idea or that connotation of the cross changed. Do you agree? Now, ilalagay na sa mga kwintas ninyo yung cross na yan. Why? You want to remember the cross. You want to be associated with Jesus Christ already. Am I right? But before, nobody wants to. Before, they would avoid to be associated with somebody hung on the cross because it's very shameful. Now you wanted to. Now we are proud that we are one with Jesus Christ. Why? Because there was the J factor. Because there was the Jesus factor. And also, the Calvary. In fact, you can search for it, and there are some hymns, even some praise and worship songs now, about Calvary. Before, hindi mo gagawin yon because Calvary is being hated at. Just imagine what a person remembers every time Calvary is being mentioned if he or she has a relative hung on the cross in Calvary. Diba? Ang hirap nun. Pero, because of the Jesus factor, the idea of Calvary is changed. And lastly, the idea of death is changed. Before, kinakatakutan yan. I congratulate him. Hindi na siya takot sa kamatayan ngayon. And you know what? I would be happy to know if every one of you wouldn't be so. Why would you be afraid of death when you know that death actually transfers you or caters you or brings you or delivers you or bridges you from this temporal existence to eternal heavenly existence. Have you thought about that? Everything you experience here in this world can actually cause hurt, cause pain. But when you are in heaven, everything would be very good. Everything is perfect because it is where God is. Now, death actually brings you to heaven if you have accepted Jesus Christ. And if before you are afraid of dying because you don't know what will happen, now that you know that you will be with your God, with your Creator, would you still be afraid about it? Diba parang right now, you would expect it. You would look forward to it. You know, Apostle Paul, when he wrote the book of Philippians, he was already in prison and he was already waiting for his death, for his sentence. And he was telling the Philippian believers, those Christians at Philippi, you know what? For me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. And if you ask me, I would rather choose to be with my God in heaven than stay here on earth. Kaya lang sabi ni Apostle Paul, but because of you, because I still want to teach you, I still want to encourage you, that's why I would rather be here on earth. Pero on my own, I would choose to be with my God in heaven. Why? Because there, I can find my rest. Diba? Parang kayo ngayon, no? Gusto niyo ng rest? Gusto niyo ng matulog? Naantok na kayo? No? You want to go there? Okay na, because you have your God already. Pero you know what? Thinking about it, ang nagpapalungkot na lang siguro, thinking about death, is this. That you will be separated with your loved one. Diba? Yun na lang siguro. Pero yung uncertainty, wala na. Yung fear, wala na. Kasi you know, you will be there with your God. You know, you will be in better place. Pastor, how did you know that it's a better place? Hindi ka pa naman nakakapunta doon, ha? Tama. You're a very good philosopher if you think that way. Tama, hindi pa ako nakakapunta doon. Pero if it is right that everything that we have here on earth does not compare to what God have there for us in heaven, then I would rather be there than here. And because I know, because what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross will make me and my family, if we will all accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, go to heaven, I would be very happy to be there with my family, with the people I love, with my friends maybe. So it changes. You see here, from being sinful, believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, you now have Jesus Christ to save you. You now have Jesus Christ to save us. And it is what I call the Jesus factor. When Jesus Christ sets in, everything changes. You now become a new creation. Just like Calvary, just like the cross, just like death, they now change to something good, to something better. And it is all because of Jesus Christ, the Jesus factor. We now become a new creation. Okay? I won't finish my message with that. Gusto ko muna kayong bigyan ng break as I was told. Kasi baka inaantok na kayo. So just like what we did yesterday, can you all stand up for a while? The next part we will continue after this. Stand up tayo. Yan. Konting stretch muna. Yan. Arms forward and then sidewards. Ang iba sa inyo, feel na talaga. No? Oh, you can do that. Okay? A little massage naman. To this side. Yung mga nasa harap. Yan. Konting massage. Okay? Okay, let's count. Up to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, change now. Sige, gantihan mo. Okay. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, thank you. Sige, for those who want to take their seats, it's fine. For those who want to go to the CR muna and take a break, we'll give you 3 minutes. 3 minutes lang para we can continue again. Okay?
Okay, let's continue. Ayan. And because of the break I gave, Sam slept already. Nakatulog naman siya. Naghihintay. So let's proceed na. Ayan. So before I go to the next slide, to the last slide actually, I mentioned about being a new creation. Diba? Since you have Jesus Christ as the new factor, as a factor in your life, you became a new creation. You know, I'll give you some examples. The very persons or the very individuals who happened to follow Jesus Christ changed. You know Peter, Apostle Peter. Apostle Peter actually is very impulsive, pabigla-bigla, pero sometimes hindi pinag-iisipan ang ginagawa. There was a time when he denied Jesus Christ. But when he came to that point of realizing the importance of Jesus Christ in his life, he became bold for Jesus. In fact, one time he spoke and 3,000 of those who heard him speak accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. You know James and John, Apostle James and Apostle John, they were called sons of thunder. No? Sons of thunder, you know the idea. Very, what? Alam niyo yung magagalitin? Bigla na lang nagagalit. There was one time they would like to call fire from heaven to consume everyone in one place. Ganun kainitin, kamainitin ang ulo ng dalawang yon, si James and John. And you know, when they have the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives, Apostle John was actually called the Apostle of Love. Right? Even writing 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and the book of John. That's how the Lord Jesus Christ changes people. Si Apostle Paul, you would know he's very impulsive as well. He's very choleric nga eh. No? Tapos, mainitin din ang ulo. And very firm. Pero when it comes to knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, he would be patient with people, teaching them. That's how Jesus Christ changes people. Even Judas. You know Judas? He betrayed Jesus Christ. He was the traitor. Pero when he came to his senses, although I don't know if it was late already or what, pero we can find remorse in what he did, diba? Nagsisi din siya eh. Or at least, na-realize niya na mali yung ginawa niya, he tried to make amends, pero late na. But that's how Jesus Christ changes people. Now look at this. You can name people one by one after the other. You can add more to those to that list of people being changed by the Lord Jesus Christ because Jesus entered their lives. Because Jesus entered their lives. And because Jesus entered your lives now, I challenge you. Look at how Jesus changes you. See how Jesus Christ influences your life. You wouldn't even notice it, but you would find yourselves, bakit ganito na ako ngayon? No? Before, kaya minsan pinagtatawa na natin yung ibang mga tao when they would praise God, praise the Lord. No? Ako dati kapag ka ganun, praise God, praise the Lord ka dyan. Ginaganan ako ng mga kaibigan ko. But when we were going to church and I was being asked to stop by for a drink and I wouldn't drink anymore, they would say, bakit kanya ka na ngayon? I'm going to worship God. Oh, banal-banal ka na pala ngayon, ha? So they would want even to mock me. Pero I didn't notice, I was changing already. Because God is changing me from inside out. That's the influence that Jesus has in my life. And that's the kind of influence that Jesus will have in your life. If you will allow Him to take control. Bakit before parang ang bilis-bilis mong magsalita ng negative about others? And now you will find yourself very careful. You will still have that tendency, pero now you can control yourself. Bakit before gusto mo agad gumantay kapag ginawang ka ng hindi mo? Meron maganda sa inyo. Pagka may ginawang hindi tama sa inyo, gusto mo kagad gumante. Pero now you would think for a while and then, okay, Lord, forgive them na. I forgive him na. Sana ganun. Jesus Christ influences us to become a new creation, to have new tendencies, to have new things, new attitude, new character. That's what it's meant by new creation. That's the Jesus factor.
This is the last one. In application, number one, always keep in mind that you are a new creation because of Christ. Always keep that in mind. So when you are tempted to do something, you see, you will have two choices. Before, without Christ in your life, you only have one, and you have no power over it. You will do the wrong thing, most likely. That's how it is. But now, because Jesus Christ is in your life already, then you will have two choices: to follow your sinful instincts before, or sinful nature before, or now to follow what Christ is telling you to do. And because you are a new creation, you would rather choose the other one, right? Before, may mga ballers pa nga eh, nakalagay WWJD, you know that? And WWJD stands for? What would Jesus do? I have that with me before also, nung nag-i-start ako, to keep on reminding me that every time I encounter something, I would choose to do what I think Jesus Christ would rather do. Diba? We have two choices: to follow our old sinful instincts or nature, or to now follow what Jesus Christ influences us to do. And if you think, what would Jesus do in this instance? Oh, I would rather do this. My friends are asking me to gimmick and then drinking and then vices and all that. And what would Jesus do? Well, if you notice, Jesus wouldn't avoid sinners, but wouldn't sin with them as well. Am I right? He might as well go with sinners. He was with prostitutes, with tax collectors and the likes. Pero he doesn't sin with them. That's how the influence Jesus has for us. Okay? Think about it. Number two, live a new kind of life. Live a new kind of life. In our first meeting, we talked about prioritizing God. So now, let us apply it. Prioritize God in your life. Before, you would rather choose to be with your friends than to be with the Lord, maybe in a fellowship or in a Bible study or in worship. Now think about it. Knowing that Jesus influences us, knowing that Jesus actually leads us to do one thing, it's for us to submit our will to Him. Thirdly, be a source of praise and glory for God. If before Satan is very proud of you, then now make God proud of you as well. Diba? Baguhin na natin. How does Satan become proud of us? Every time we give in to our sinful nature, to our sinful instincts, Satan would be happy. Oh, I have him in my hand. I am boxed. No? I have him boxed. Kumbaga, controlled na controlled ka na ni Satan before, without you noticing it, without you thinking about it. Pero now, let your life be a source of glory for God. You know, when people see you, they would be praising the Lord. I thank God because I came to know you. You know what? I have experienced God's love through you. Can people say that about you? Can people say that about you? When they see new things in you, they would, little by little, change the attitude as well. Ah, ito pala, ganito na siya. Before, my friends mock me for the changes they see in me. But later on, they still don't like me, pero they respect it at least. No? Kasi, hindi na nila ako maaya sa mga gusto nila eh. So they don't like me anymore. Pero at least they respect what I believe in already. And little by little, during that time, I told you, I attended our high school reunion without knowing that what I would be doing there. I just wanted to be there to be with my former classmates. Not knowing that one of my friends before in high school was in very great need. He's having problems with his marriage at that time. And when I attended, for a very short time lang, parang 2 hours lang ako nagstay, and then we talked. Sabi niya, you know what? Our conversation started like that, and then I found myself going back to his place, just counseling him. And then he would call me from time to time. Even his wife would call me from time to time, asking for advice, for counsel. They would say, you know what? Hindi ko akalain na pagpunta ko ng reunion, mamimit kita. Hindi ko nga akalain na magkikita tayo dun eh. And then he would tell me, yun pala ang reason nun, kasi matutulungan mo pala ako. And I told him, actually, I didn't know it as well. I didn't intend it to happen. I just followed the Lord. I just went there. So, what if kaya? Paano kaya? If those friends, former friends of mine, were asking me to drink, and then I accepted even one. Sabi ko, baka hindi na nagkaroon ng lakas ng loob itong isang friend ko na mag-ask ng advice sa akin kasi nakita niya pareho na rin ako ng iba. But because he saw na parang kaiba ka, he approached me and then we started that way. And now he is attending a Christian church. Even the conversations that we have, he would say, alam mo yung mga kinukwento mo sa akin, yung mga tinuturo mo sa akin, isinishare ko din dun sa pastor dun sa church where I am attending. And I was very thankful for that. Did I intend it to happen? No. I just allowed the Lord to work for through my life. That's what it's meant. Be a source of praise and glory for God. You wouldn't know how much God would use you. You wouldn't know how God can cause great things to happen in your life and the life of others that your life would touch. But if you will allow the Lord, the Jesus factor in your life, to really take control and influence, you will praise God for the effect, for the results. Okay? So let's pray. Our gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that once again we were here, we were gathered to listen to your word, be reminded from your words, Lord God, of how important it is for us to really show that the influence that Jesus Christ has in our lives, Lord. Thank you that there was this Jesus factor, that once in our lives, He came in, He entered, He influenced us, and now He is continually influencing us, Lord God, to live a kind of life that is glorifying to you. Lord, we may be young people. There may be young people right now. They may have some concerns that are not worthy of you, not deserving of you. Father, we pray and I pray that you would help them to come to that realization, to really see how you want them to change. We know, Lord God, that it's not easy to become a new creation. But we know also that it, because God, you are the one in control and you are working in their lives, that they'll be successful, that you can create a new person out of them. Kind of person that lives a new kind of life for your glory, for your purpose. Thank you, Father God. May you continually bless them and guide them, and even throughout the day, for the things that they need to do. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.